Bill Leff, it's Terry Tynowitz. Terry sitting in for Wendy, who will return tomorrow. And our guest every Tuesday is Bridget Carey from CNET. She's a senior editor over at CNET, and she tells us what's going on in the world of technology. How are you, Bridget?
Hey, doing good. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. Tell us what's going on. And actually, if you wouldn't mind, start out with this iPhone news, because this could be good. What's going on over at iPhone?
Okay, well, Apple announced that in their next software update, you'll be able to, let's hope you don't have to call 911, but if you do from your iPhone, the dispatcher will know your location. They're adding a feature in their next iOS 12 coming out in the fall, where by just calling 911, the phone will be sending information about your location within about 160 feet of accuracy. So it's pinging the cell towers. It's pinging nearby Wi-Fi routers, as well as using GPS if you have that turned on.
Why did this take so long, do you think?
Well, you know, making a company do it kind of is a good motivator, because the FCC just said that everyone has to do it by the year 2021. Apple really is the first to launch it. Google says they're working on it. The FCC wants all carriers, so they want AT&T, Verizon, and such to do it. But with Apple, they kind of need to have access to the code, and Apple's very protective about that, so they wanted to do it themselves.
So, Bridget, if I'm getting this right, for the last several years, if you called 911 from your home, but for some reason you weren't able to audibly tell them what your address was, they could pick it up because of the signal of your home phone. They could just trace it easily. But now that technology will be there with all cell phones, right?
Right, right. This is about, because there's always a different case depending on, like, what you're connected to, where you are, and if it's a cell phone or a landline. So, yeah, the dispatchers are getting software with a new system. It's all going to be working with that system. That's the big key here. Everyone was kind of working together on having everything talk the same language.
Bridget, I'm the guy who's with my kids when, like, Bill Clinton walks into the, you know, restaurant, and I want to take a picture of them with the former president, and I don't have enough space. Tell me now, I hear that there might be more photo space coming in my phone.
Yeah, this is kind of one of those dorky stories that you never thought you cared about JPEGs, but behold, there might be a new type of photo file JPEG that will take up about 60% less space. So we're snapping photos constantly. All these device makers are working on ways to kind of compress that file, make it tighter, so you can have more phone capacity. This new JPEG is called JPEG XL, and actually the JPEG itself turned 25 years old this year.
Oh, happy birthday, JPEG!
Yeah, I didn't get
birthday.
It anything.
It looks 22,
and it's already dead, right? So we're already talking about the next one.
Yeah.
The thing about the JPEG XL, yes, it will improve, you know, the fact that we'll have more space on our phones. That is, there's a little hiccup. I mean, Apple, Google, Microsoft, the web browser Mozilla, they're all working on their own versions of this. So you're going to start seeing all sorts of different file formats and extensions with dot whatever that you're not used to seeing, because everyone, you know, will have their own way to make their photo files smaller. That said, there is motivation for them to all talk together. Let's hope that these files work, because you don't want to be taking photos with your phone and not be able to open it on your Windows computer later. So it's basically, you know, because consumers hate these little wars we have about, like, whose standard works with what.
Yeah.
So that might be a future headache, but in the meantime, let's hope it all works out and we have more room for more photos.
What about this, Bridget? If you have saved a bunch of photos over the years in JPEG form, and now they've updated it, will they still be viewable, or will that be a problem?
Yeah. I mean, everything backwards compatible, like, that'll still work. It's more about, like, when they start taking photos in the future, like what's the extension going to be? Is it going to be dot whatever? Is it going to be dot JPEG XL or whatever Apple uses or whatever Microsoft uses? And everyone wants theirs to win out.
Also, there is, and this is no surprise, there's some Elon Musk news. What do we need to know about him?
He's a little dramatic, really, if you could say that.
Yeah.
He sends this email to his Tesla staff in the middle of the night, warning them of an employee that is a saboteur, basically logging into the manufacturing operating system, adding bad code, and then making off with vast amounts of sensitive data. But he doesn't end there in the email. He goes on, you know, Musk being Musk, he starts widely speculating in the email, who could be behind this? Is it the gas industry? Is it Wall Street short sellers? Or is it people who are angry they were laid off? Because, well, last week they had to lay off a huge amount of people, like 9% of the workforce. And there's also a lot of stress with Tesla right now. I mean, they have to make 5,000 Model 3 cars every week to the end of the month to make their goal. So, you know, this email kind of waxes on about, like, the mission for the company, how everyone's against them and everyone wants to see them fail. So, yeah, that's Musk being dramatic for you, but also very interesting that he would just say that there's someone in their midst who's purposely sabotaging.
It's very mysterious. Did you see the story about him in our city, Chicago, about how he's getting the contract to build these high-speed tunnels underneath the city from downtown to O'Hare?
Right, right. And then there's some, you know, questions over, okay, well, what's the capacity going to be for that tunnel versus other kinds of public transit, you know? So everyone's kind of wondering. It sounds cool. I mean,
Bridget,
everyone
I don't
likes
know.
That stuff.
Did you see, there's videos that they've posted. A lot of the news sources had them here the other day when they made the announcement. It makes it look like it's a sci-fi movie. I hope it's one-tenth as cool as it looks in these videos, because it really does look amazing if they can pull it off.
Yeah, it looks amazing. I think everyone's just wondering, well, how many people can you fit and how much time?
Right.
Like, will there only be one car going across, and at the same time you could have maybe multiple subway-type trains,
yeah.
You know? And so it's the capacity question for the cost that I think they'll have to, you know, really sell us on, too.
Bridget, I love sports, and I wanted to watch a baseball game the other day. It wasn't on TV. It was only available if I had my computer or on my phone. Is that, like, going to happen? Is that, like, the new wave? We're moving more in that direction where certain sports, certain games, we'll only be able to view them on our devices and not on our televisions?
No way. You can only view a certain thing. I mean, I see now more and more that there are partnerships being made with Twitter and Facebook, that they want to be the place where you can,
right.
You know, stream it on the web. But, usually, at least there's some provider of TV that might also still have those, but they're all doing all these deals now, so I don't keep up with it. I'll be honest, it's a lot to keep up with when it comes to sports and who's streaming what and who's got what on what game on what week. But I have seen more and more deals being made with Twitter and Facebook. They are so hungry for the sports views.
The strange thing of that is, I don't know if it's easier or harder to gauge ratings if you're only supplying it to a phone as opposed to a broadcast network. I there must be some way to measure it. I'm just not sure how accurate it is.
Because you'd want the ratings so you could charge your sponsors more.
Yeah.
They must be getting so much from Twitter and Facebook.
I would imagine. Bridget, thanks so much. Appreciate all the information.
Yeah, thanks. Good to talk to you guys.
That's Bridget Carey, CNET senior editor. Go to CNET.com for more information. We'll take a quick break, then get you some news. It's Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN.